Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science. Welcome to Serving Up Science, the series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and planet. I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum.
And I'm Karel Vega, and I've been curious about a trend a lot of my friends are getting into lately.
What's that, Karel?
Pickling. Everyone seems to be pickling.
It's definitely trendy right now.
I mean, I've eaten pickled foods before, and to me, the taste can range from tangy and sweet to bitter and sour, and that's not a compliment. But when did pickling really become so popular?
I know you're talking about the 21st century, but let's dive into the history of pickling before exploring what's happening today.
The history of pickling?
Aren't you curious?
Cheryl, I am. I'm very curious.
Well, today we most commonly think of pickles themselves as a garnish on burgers or a side with a deli sandwich, but archaeologists and anthropologists have found that pickling itself was born out of necessity thousands of years ago.
I didn't think you intended to go quite so far back in time with this story.
Our ancestors couldn't exactly pop leftovers in the fridge or the freezer, so spoiled food created a huge problem and frequently led to dangerous foodborne illnesses.
So when did pickling begin?
A long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away?
Well, actually in ancient Mesopotamia.
Close enough.
Foods were pickled for storage, convenience, and simply because we didn't have many other options to keep bacteria at bay for extended periods of time. It was the way to be able to enjoy out-of-season vegetables and fruits all year round.
And still is, right?
That's right.
So what else do we know?
They were popular.
Of course they were. They're popular now.
And useful, too. Pickles were also one of the earliest travel foods. Sailors could safely store pickled fruits and vegetables for long journeys, and that would satisfy their hunger without needing to do a whole bunch of additional prep work.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but it really does make sense.
And pickled foods pop up in surprising ways throughout history, involving some of our most recognizable leaders, thinkers, and influencers.
Really? Like who?
Queen Cleopatra, legendary for her beauty, credited pickles with contributing to her health and looks.
I guess I sort of get the logic at the time. Pickling preserves food for extended periods of time through pickling, so why not our bodies?
Well, she certainly didn't have the convenience of a department store beauty counter back then, so it's a reasonable theory.
What other notable people from history liked pickles?
Roman emperors. They believed that eating pickles would make their soldiers strong. And in a similar way, Napoleon thought it was good for his troops.
Oh, really?
Shakespeare referenced pickles in many of his plays, like Hamlet and Twelfth Night. And Christopher Columbus, well, he brought them on his journey when pickles were understood to prevent scurvy on long voyages.
So pickling and pickles have been eaten and celebrated for thousands of years.
That's right. They were originally created so food wouldn't spoil, but we continue the practice today because we like the way they taste.
So they've kind of always been trendy, I guess.
They have, but pickling as a process appears to be getting more popular today.
And how do we define pickling?
It's simply the process of adding acid to or producing acid through the controlled fermentation of vegetables or fruits.
Let's also define fermentation for our listeners. It's the chemical breakdown of a substance by bacteria, yeast, or other microorganisms that would be responsible for spoilage.
Pickles are created by immersing different foods in acidic liquid or saltwater brine until they are no longer considered raw. If it's salty water, the salt crowds out the microbes that cause fruits and vegetables to rot. Lactic acid bacteria thrive in this kind of environment, which gives off lactic acid, and that suppresses spoilage.
And the food stays safe to eat and tasty for a long time that way.
They should. You can also use vinegar instead of brine, and that works in a similar way but produces a different taste. Vinegar lowers the pH.
Which also prevents the growth of molds.
You got it. Are you going to try pickling?
You know, I just might.
Then one word of advice. If you're following a recipe, make sure not to change the proportions of vinegar, food, or water.
Sure, I can do that, but why?
It all goes back to safety, which is the reason we started pickling in the first place. You need to create a minimum uniform level of acid throughout the solution you make because that's what prevents the growth of bad bacteria, which can make us sick.
So following directions is important when pickling.
Think you can do it?
I hope so. You've been listening to Serving Up Science, the series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and our planet. I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is WKAR.